Well, I thought about the army. Dad said, son, you're fucking high. And I thought, yeah, there's a first for everything. So I took my old man's advice. Three sad semesters. It was only 15 grand. Spinning bed, I thought about the army. I dropped out and joined a band instead.
You say disrespecting the troops. We say the Eagle Bank Bowl is stupid.
Better yet, it's the military bowl.
Now we can't make fun of it because it's presented by... Not that we would want to make fun of it. The only reason we make fun of it is because Eagle Bank is both a stupid name for a bank and a football game. But now it's presented by one of the largest and scariest defense contractors in the world and benefits the USO. They might as well call it the Bulletproof Bowl.
The Northrop Grumman Bowl. Northrop Grumman. It's the military bowl, though, which is very, like... That's a bowl that's just an adjective, right? Mm-hmm. Which is interesting to me that they would have, you know, like, this could be the Marshall Bowl, right? This could be the it wouldn't be the Militant Bowl, but yeah. It's a general bowl, like the Military Bowl. Then we could have, like, you know, we could just devolve bowls into basic adjectives.
Purple Bowl.
The Purple Bowl. The Purple Bowl would be pretty crunk. I think
Milky Bowl is actually the Pinstripe Bowl.
I think Belk Bowl, that was not a bad game, though. I have to give him credit.
No, just the word Belk.
Yeah, Belk sounds filthy.
It upsets me.
Yeah, Belk sounds like some sort of whale bile, right? Or something you would find in the intestine of a marine mammal. The Military Bowl, by the way, was what we were going to preview as of about 5 minutes ago. When I was all loaded up on Craft Fight Hunger Bowl, and I guess I'm so reared up and revved and ready to go.
And rightly so.
Who doesn't want to see what happens when you put Illinois and UCLA on the field at the same time?
It's like an ant farm after you've filled it with methane gas.
Ron Zook just standing on the field going, well, Daddy always told me to jump off a sinking ship. I should have.
You kind of shake the ant farm, but all the ants just kind of lay there dead.
Keyboard ant farm. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. But I was so excited for that.
We didn't prep for this, our point. We did not prep to preview this game because we were actually 5 minutes into recording before we realized that game isn't until Saturday.
Hey-oh! Yeah, I screwed up. So we're going to give...
Make beers out of this.
We're going to give, like, the best 10-minute preview of Air Force versus Toledo, which, by the way...
I'm excited about this!
Me too.
Legit excited about this.
Now that I think I am like many of you, that when I realized this bowl was on today, as of about 2:20 Eastern time, I was pretty excited about it.
Right now.
Yeah. Because I was thinking ahead to the Holiday Bowl. And frankly, wouldn't you? I know. The Holiday Bowl being one of the best non-New Year's Day bowl games. Historically interesting. Pairing California and Texas... Two political opponents, if not football opponents. And we dared look over the fine Northrop Grumman Military Bowl, which contains...
Presented by...
Northrop Grumman.
Yeah.
Northrop Grumman.
Northrop Grumman.
Probably, by the way, like that and Bell Helicopters, like the two most intimidating sponsors of all.
Which, hand this to them, though. They're the Military Bowl and the Armed Forces Bowl, and they're sponsored by a defense contractor and a helicopter company. This is nothing if not sensible sponsorship, and I say this having just finished writing a preview for a football game that's being played in a baseball diamond sponsored by a baseball hat company.
Yeah, so this is really an improvement because, you know, if you talk to Gildan, they're like, oh, we make t-shirts in Canada.
That have any letters and things on them. I thought it was the paint company until like halfway through that podcast.
Yeah, Belk's like, you know, we sell pants. And Northrop Grumman can be like, well, you know, we build the stealth bomber.
Northrop Grumman's like, you ever notice how the Skycam looks just like the Predator drone, which Holly Anderson has been saying for years makes her really uncomfortable? Bam!
What now, Belk Bowl?
Is this the game last year where a robot came out to do the coin toss? Didn't they send, like, some sort of army robot out on the field to flip the coin for this game?
I think they might have, and that just really
does... Do not sleep on this game. It's being played in RFK, but this isn't a bad contest.
That really does defeat the entire robot conspiracy theory, because if there were any point cinematically at which the robots would have risen up and killed us.
It would be a stadium full of soldiers.
Right. It's about to, like, flip the coin, and it flips it in the air, right?
And it explodes.
Yeah, it explodes. Or it lands, and it's like, tails, bitch, and grabs somebody by the throat with its iron claw.
Or, like, little spikes, like, shoot out from either side of it, and it, like, whizzes around and decapitates all of the dignitaries attending the military bowl.
This sounds like, this, seriously, we could get this made on Sci-Fi in, like, 6 months. Convinced.
Oh, my God, have you seen the preview for Arachnoquake? Guess what it's about. Guess what it's about.
Please. Is it about an earthquake-causing spider?
Yeah, no, better. An earthquake in New Orleans that releases a bunch of spiders from a cave and they go on a killing spree. starring, wait for it, Edward Furlong.
Yes! What will heroin do for you, kids? It'll get you on the Sci-Fi Network. That's what it'll get you.
Is that what I've been doing wrong?
I think that is. I think first comes the heroin, then comes Arachnoquake.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's written somewhere. Let's go ahead and cover the basics of this.
There's actually some football to be had. We should talk about it.
There is football, but you know the basics. This is DC's bowl, so this is going to be played in RFK Stadium, a dump, but a beloved dump. If you've ever been in it, it's got a great geographical situation. It's like right in the middle of DC. It's on the river. It's a beautiful, not a beautiful building anymore, but certainly a beautiful place.
Beautiful weather, December 28th.
Maybe not the most ideal selection weather-wise, but when you hold a bowl in D.C., it's either this or put money into Dan Snyder's pocket. And frankly, I would play this game in 40 below to keep from giving Dan Snyder a dime. So this is the better of two bad options. The bowl itself features Air Force and Toledo, which if you have not watched Toledo...
Speaking of beloved dumps...
For my money... The most entertaining team in America this year.
Maybe the best four-loss team in the country, and that's not the backhanded compliment it sounds like.
No, it really isn't, because keep in mind, this was a team that almost beat Ohio State early.
That got wrecked by Boise State, but everybody did. And then their remaining two losses were both by 3 points. And one was to Syracuse, but Syracuse won several games this year that they had no business winning.
And keep in mind, by the way, that was the extra point game, right?
Yeah, that was the phantom extra point game.
Right.
And the other was, which, you know, shouldn't have even been overtime, but, you know, let's move on because they get the military bowl and that's their reward. And then they lost that fantastic Tuesday night matching game of the year shootout against eventual conference champ Northern Illinois.
Yeah, they went through a dizzy pair of games to start November, if you'll remember, which were Northern Illinois, Western Michigan, won a loss, won a win, 60-63 in the loss, 66-63.
That's right. They allowed and scored 126 points in two consecutive Tuesdays.
Which is why, if you look at them, they have the astonishing stat line of third in turnover margin, and right there on the NCAA's website, right below it, 109th on pass defense.
And also, you'll notice 118th in punting.
Pretty awesome, because they're not doing a lot of it. They're not doing a lot of it, and they're not doing it well. But 8th in total offense, so you know what you're getting. A points fiesta, all right, is what you're going to see. On the other side, we have Air Force.
Can we talk for a second about how this is perfectly matched because Toledo doesn't need to defend the pass against Air Force?
Yeah, they don't need this whole thing, I think, to spoiler, shakes out really well.
This and the GoDaddy Bowl are just, I think, going to be the real sleeper hits of this postseason.
Also, by the way, Eric Page, their receiver, there's nobody on Air Force who can defend him.
Oh, God, no. He's
Yeah, there's no. The general take on Eric Page in the national media, they're like, oh, well, Eric Page is, the BCS quality receiver who just happens to be at Toledo, which seems like kind of a knock on Toledo. Maybe it's accurate, but still, Eric Page is well worth watching this game. They try to get him the ball a lot.
I would really like to have seen him at the top of his game when they still had their quarterback from 2010, Aaron Opelt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was concerned that they would drop off an entertainment factor after they got rid of him, but they still got this guy hanging around, and he's catching passes from two different guys. They have a stable two-quarterback system in Terrence Owens and Austin Danton.
the rare stable two quarterback system, but they make it work. There's no bitterness here. They like to share. On the other side, Air Force, really, like, the Air Force has had superb teams under Troy Calhoun. They really have. This is not one of them.
This is not one of those teams.
No, no, no. Their losses are very bad, and their wins aren't particularly great when you look at it. This is a team that made a lot of W's off of some extremely weak competition. Their wins include UNLV, Colorado State, Army, New Mexico.
Wait a second.
Yes.
UNLV.
Yes.
UNLV. Oh, God, it is way down there. Okay.
Yeah, and Tennessee State and South Dakota.
The schedule is much worse than I thought. See, I don't think their losses are that bad. TCU, Notre Dame, San Diego State, Boise State, Wyoming, who's actually good this year. I feel like that's like Wyoming's automatic appendage to the end of its name. Yeah. No, but they're good. But their wins they haven't beaten any of the good. Those were all the good teams they played.
Yeah, and by the way, they only get this overtime win over Navy, if you'll remember, when Navy's quarterback celebrates and throws. So both of these teams, by the way, involved in controversy. They should just call it the Controversy Bowl.
Stop it, sports radio.
Sports radio talking points. But this was the game where, if you'll remember, there was a celebration, and Navy ended up missing the extra point due to a celebration call against Navy's
quarterback. Was it Chris Proctor or was it Teach?
It was Chris Proctor.
Okay.
And so even their win, I know, it's against Navy.
And Navy's bad. Navy is not Navy. They're more of a cerulean.
Could you say that they hit a new Neo Matalolo?
No, I was going to say they were feeling blue, but yours was better.
Oh, well, so not a real great passing team, and never have been, but still they've been efficient. This year, not even really that. I mean, they're 13th in pass efficiency, but 113th in passing offense. So you're going to see a lot of run against a top 30 rush defense in Toledo, and the inability to pass against Toledo's horrendous passing defense. So this seems to be like a 34-17 game. That's my generic guess.
This might be the first game that looks good going in, as opposed to this is what we have, but it turns out to be hammily entertaining. This one looks good on spec.
I think this one looks a little dodgy on spec, actually. Like, okay. I'm going to enjoy watching Toledo operate, and it's fun to watch a triple option. But I just don't think Air Force can counterpunch. It's just not a good matchup for them.
You're going to enjoy watching Pam Ward and Dan Hawkins try to keep up with all these touchdowns after a year of calling Saturday afternoon games in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and by the way, you stumbled on the real secret here.
New friend Dan Hawkins.
Your new friend Dan Hawkins. You met. We haven't discussed this. You met the Hawk, right?
I did meet the Hawk, and I didn't recognize him. Do you know what happened to me this year? Within like a 2-week span, I met Dan Hawkins and Gary Barnett, and didn't recognize either one of them the first time I was introduced to him.
Did you point to them and say "Jacques" while wearing a Colorado Buffaloes hat with the horns?
Ask Dan Hawkins if he could hook me up with any 2-star fullbacks from North Dakota.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But he did ask me how I broke my hand, and I told him it was in a bar fight.
Yeah, that part's true, actually.
Yeah.
So you've met the two men who put Colorado football in the ditch. That's quite a year. I would also like to point out, by the way, Janine Edwards is doing the sideline. And Janine Edwards, naturally fair. When it gets cold, she looks very chapped. That's all I'll say. I don't want to be, you don't want to say.
The Hawk have that in common.
They do. This is maybe ESPN's chappiest crew, no? Those who
and more just chaps our sensibilities.
Oh, that's not fair. Oh, wait, it totally is. I was discussing, by the way, just looking ahead. Who do we have replacing Mr. James tonight on the Holiday Bowl? I'm not going to go too far ahead here. But
you know, I actually sent that question up the ladder to an ESPN person I know yesterday. And they came back and said that all their internal thing said was just Reese and Jesse. So they may be doing a 2-man booth. I don't know.
Cruising with Reese and Jesse. I could deal with that. That'd be fine.
Bless Reese Davis's heart. He lived through so many hours with Craig James in the booth, and now he gets Christmas week in California. Well earned.
I know. You earned it, buddy. There you go. I would also say this before we go. The swag bag for this, pretty solid. The Military Bowl, Northrop Grumman dollars going into this. So you get a Predator drone. You don't actually get a Predator drone. But God, that'd be
they
cool
get
if you open
Kindle
your...
and an iPod.
Yeah, they get a Kindle Fire. They get the iPod. They get a Deuce Watch, a lunatic wristband to hold iPod. Don't tell me what to do with my lunatic wristband, bowl swag guide.
Tell them how lunatic is spelled.
L, capital L, U N A, capital T, I K. Lunatic. And they get a beanie and a Nike backpack. So, really, seriously, suck it, Little Caesars Bowl. This is a quality swag bag along with the Predator drone.
Do you think the Kindle Fire actually fires like double aught buck and that's what fire means?
If this is America, it better. Going to make fun of him for that, but man. Thanks, guys. The less Independence Bowl I had to watch with more of those Drew Brees methamphetamine ads, which, did you see any of those?
I did not.
This was him bouncing around the locker room as if he were, like, in the last 15 minutes of Goodfellas,
mm-hmm.
when Henry Hill is completely blasted on blow.
Yes.
That's what Drew Brees is doing, and he's openly shilling for this, like, transparent pyramid scheme that is Advocare 100.
That's not good. I had somebody try to heckle me that had listed in his profile that he sold Amway. I was like, come on, partner.
Yeah.
That's, you can't do that.
Yeah, Drew Brees, I think he's on the I think he's on the dragon's tail end of the endorsement cycle.
Yeesh.